NY school district slashes budget by $6 million after $4.5 million cost to accommodate influx of migrants. By Penny Starr on October 21, 2021. One sector of the economy that is being hit by the continuous flow of migrants into the United States, including thousands of illegal aliens, is public schools, which accept all students regardless of immigration status as dictated by law. This puts pressure on not only school budgets and how they cover staffing, student resources, and even charge taxpayers, including a school in Long Island, New York. Officials with the Wyandanche School District announced it would trim its budget by almost $6 million. The local ABC affiliate reported on the Wednesday announcement of the revised budget plan. The budget includes reductions in athletics and sports programs, the elimination of a science teacher, LA teacher, guidance counselor, classroom monitors and STEM personnel. It calls for the outsourcing of transportation and security in order to cut costs. Last week voters in Wyandanche rejected the first school budget by 332-149. It called for a 40.93% property tax increase and would have reduced school bus service in the 2019-2020 school year. It was the only school budget rejected on Long Island. State auditors have warned the school district needs to cut costs and that it's spending millions more than it has. But the massive cost of unlimited immigration is buried in the story. Superintendent Mary Jones said the cause of the budget issues includes paying for an influx of hundreds of immigrant children from the border, which cost the district about $4.5 million over the past few years. Jones said the district had to purchase 6 portable classrooms and had to rent space in the nearby Half Hollow Hills School District. She said costs also included extra materials, transportation and after-school academic support for the new students. Monies we had in our reserves we had to use to meet the spacing needs, Jones said. We were under the impression that because we filed our papers to the state would reimburse us for those dollars that we had spent, but that is not the case. These are extremely huge decisions that have to be made. But if we are to present a balanced budget to the public after review of the first budget, this is what it entails, Jones said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.